greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
It's time to climb between the ropes once again with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta. Good evening, Namdi.
And a good evening, Sonny.
Namdi, let's begin in London, where two of the big boys in boxing, Anthony Joshua and Vladimir Klitschko, they faced off at Wembley Stadium, the 90,000-seat venue for their eagerly anticipated April 29th, 2017 heavyweight clash. We'll hear from both fighters, Namdi, and what they had to say in the British capital. First, Anthony Joshua. He says a victory against Klitschko will help him in his quest to build a legendary career.
Knockout is the cherry on top, but to win, whichever way, I think is very possible. And this is a fight that can change from champion to legend overnight, right? It's a fight that will get the masses out and draw massive attention. That's the type of fight that can change the way people view you in your industry. So as I said, right now I'm IBF heavyweight champion of the world, but now it's about beating the right people to go down in history. But it's not doing it once, it's doing it over and over again. So this is just the start of that legendary campaign.
Namdi, what do you think? Can Anthony Joshua become a legendary heavyweight?
Well, Sonny, two sides to it. It depends on the outcome of the fight. If it, at the end of the night, was an explosive knockout and the referee counting up to a million and Klitschko is still flat cold, yes. But if it ends up with Klitschko coming into the ring with that jab and grab style, boring 12 rounds like we saw with Tyson Fury, people will say, well, he beat an old 41-year-old rusty heavyweight. So the outcome has to be an explosive knockout. Klitschko is out cold. Then we can say, yes, the Superman has arrived.
Namdi, at that same London news conference, former world heavyweight champion Vladimir Klitschko said he thinks it'll be a close fight.
We're so even in this fight. I would say it's a 50-50. Our size, our strength, whatever the youth and age, as I said, it's just a number, could go any direction. So we have a competitive fight with two athletes involved that having pretty much the same qualities, both Olympic champions. One was a champion for a long time, another one is a champion. So I think on different levels, it's a very special event. And I don't know when next time such fight could happen.
What do you think, Namdi? Will it be a 50-50 fight like Vladimir said?
Sonny, it can only be a 50-50 fight if Klitschko comes into that ring scared, hold, grab, frustrate Anthony Joshua, clinch all night without the referee telling him to stop it or cut it out. Then it becomes a 50-50 fight. That's the only way, and then he will win a boring 12-round decision.
Anthony Joshua coming off a third-round TKO victory over the Mexican-American Eric Molina in Manchester, England. Namdi, did Joshua show you anything new in that victory?
Sonny, he showed me that as a heavyweight, he did not only depend on his left jab. He was able to set up the big right hand, which is a thunder right hand, with the left jab, and he took out Molina in the third round. It was the total destruction of Molina. Remember, Molina went 9 rounds with Deontay Wilder, and Deontay struggled with Molina in the beginning of the fight. So a healthy Molina only went 3 rounds with Anthony Joshua. So compare that.
Anthony Joshua, the IBF heavyweight champion, do you think he's gaining more confidence in the ring, Namdi?
Sonny, remember, he knocked out 3 American heavyweights, Charles Martin, Dominic Brazil, and now Eric Molina. And look at the way he destroyed these 3 heavyweights, you know. The question is, can he take a punch?
For sure, when we go toe-to-toe, if he's hitting me in the head and I think, okay, I respect you, so I'm going to give you another shot, that would be crazy of me. So my job is to go out there and make sure that I'm hitting him and he's not hitting me, and I perform to my best capabilities. And it's a boxing match. It's no problem to hit someone. It's no problem at all in the ring.
Can he go into the late rounds, round 8, round 9? What happens if Klitschko hold and grab and jab and lean on him for 8-10 rounds? Will Anthony Joshua survive round 11, round 12? That's the question that will be answered come April 29th, Wembley Arena.
Wembley, known as one of the hallowed grounds of soccer or football, Namdi, and now it's going to be the venue for what is going to be hopefully a great heavyweight fight. Talk about the venue, and will you be ringside?
Sonny, yours truly will be ringside. I'll be back in the UK for the first time in years. I must be there to see homeboy do his numbers. Check this out, Sonny. That's 90,000 people at Wembley Arena. Millions around the globe watching. This fight will generate more than £50 million, Sonny. In the UK, in Europe, they say it's a super fight. In America, we say it's a blockbuster, a mega fight. You know, you must be ringside to feel it.
Now, Namdi, I know you have urged African fighters in the past to come to the USA and stake out their training grounds, that the USA is where the money is. Do you see Anthony Joshua eventually maybe coming to Vegas or New York or some of these big city venues in the U.S. that like to stage championship fights?
Sonny, don't forget, USA is the Mecca, you know. Right here in the Mecca, we have the arenas, we have the venues, the T-Mobile Arena, the MGM Grand, you know. And these venues, they bring in the big rollers. And the big rollers, when they come with a big fight, they play at the table and the casinos are happy, you know. So that's why the fighter can make $100 million. The fighter can make $200 million like Floyd Mayweather. Will he come to America after he destroys Klitschko April 29th? The big mega fight is with Deontay Wilder at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas.
Thanks, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta. And we'll hear more hard-hitting commentary from Namdi during Friday's Sunny Side of Sports. Namdi will talk about 51-year-old Bernard Hopkins getting in the ring Saturday night in Southern California in his farewell fight.
Galala! Great show, bro.
Now let's go to Yokohama, Japan, where Spain's Real Madrid defeated Mexico's Club America 2-0 to advance to Sunday's final at the FIFA Club World Cup football tournament. Now, Real won this FIFA competition 2 years ago when it was hosted by Morocco. Now the Spanish power, winners of a record 11 European titles, will play for the trophy against local favorite Kashima Antlers of Japan. The Antlers are the first Japanese side to reach the final at the FIFA Club World Cup. On Thursday in Yokohama, Real Madrid got goals from Frenchman Karim Benzema just before halftime, And Portuguese star Cristiano Ronaldo sealed the victory when he found the net deep in second half injury time. Earlier this week, Ronaldo won his fourth Ballon d'Or trophy, given to him by France Football Magazine as the world's best footballer. If he lifts the FIFA Club World Cup trophy on Sunday in Yokohama, it would be the cherry on top of a very successful 2016 for Cristiano Ronaldo. He captained Portugal to its first major title at the European Championship Tournament in France. And Ronaldo also scored the winning penalty kick as Real Madrid beat city rival Atletico Madrid to win the UEFA Champions League for the second time in three seasons in May. Getting back to the FIFA Club World Cup in Japan, FIFA is trying out video technology to assist the on-field referees with decisions. The Hungarian Victor Kasai is one of the referees in Japan. Now, Victor stresses the technology is a supplement for the referees, not the primary tool.
If it's necessary, if there is a blatant mistake, the new system can help us to avoid the big scandals. But I think on the field, we never think about the new system, just officiating like usually before.
The new video system was used on Wednesday during the first semifinal between Kashima Antlers and Atletico Nacional of Colombia in Osaka, Japan. Kashima won the match 3-0, and the team's first goal came off a penalty kick that was awarded with video assistant referees, or VARs. After this tryout in Japan, FIFA says the technology might be used again at the 2018 World Cup in Russia.
Music Time in Africa offers splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. From the classics of yesteryear to the hot tracks of the moment. I offer you what you need. Free ear therapy and mind massage. Join me, I'm Heather Maxwell, for Music Time in Africa. Every Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 2000, and 2100 UTC.
Check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Listen to VOA's program lineup live. Anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcast. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. More club football news now. The Blues of Chelsea have been red hot in the English Premier League. Chelsea moved 6 points clear at the top of the EPL table on Wednesday by beating last place Sunderland 1-0 on a first half goal by Spain's Cesc Fabregas. It was the 10th straight win for Chelsea. Fabregas picked up the ball 35 meters out. He exchanged passes with Willian and then stroked home a low finish into the corner from the edge of the area in the 40th minute. Chelsea is now one victory away from matching the club record 11 consecutive wins achieved during the 2008, 2009, and 2009-2010 EPL seasons. In Wednesday's other Premier League results, Swedish star Zlatan Ibrahimovic rescued Manchester United, seizing a late opportunity to secure a 2-1 victory at Crystal Palace. It was the 13th goal of the season for Ibrahimovic. And thanks to Ibrahimovic, Jose Mourinho has consecutive wins in the league for the first time since August. The victory keeps Man U 3 points behind fifth-place Tottenham, which beat visiting Hull 3-0. Danish midfielder Christian Eriksen had 2 goals for the Spurs. Englishman Adam Lallana scored 2 goals and set up another to spark Liverpool to a 3-0 victory over Middlesbrough. Manchester City beat visiting Watford 2-0, thanks to goals by Pablo Zabaleta and David Silva. And Venezuelan striker Salomon Rondon had a hat trick in the space of 13 minutes as West Bromwich Albion beat struggling Swansea 3-1. Rondon, all I can say is muy bien, amigo. Hat trick for Rondon in the EPL. Elsewhere, Stoke and Southampton played to a goalless draw. Joining us once again on the Sunny Side of Sports is Andrew Palcheski, the Voice of America's social media reporter. Happy Thursday and sporty greetings, Andrew.
Sporty greetings, Sunny. Good to be here with you.
You look quite festive in your holiday sweater.
It looks, I know. I wish our listeners could see us. We got the red. I got my red sweater. You have a bright red shirt on. We are all festive and ready for the holidays.
Rocking the red today,
Rocking
Andrew.
The red, yeah.
Well, what's trending in the sports world as we head into the holiday season?
Well, it's a muy bien as well for Real Madrid winning 2-0 versus Club America as they play to play the World Cup Club Cup championship. So Real Madrid winning 2-0. They will face the Kashima Antlers that we talked about yesterday in the final on Sunday in Yokohama, Japan. So a bit of a home game for the Antlers. They're playing on a bit of home turf there in Japan. We'll see if that pays out for them and they can claim victory. If Real Madrid wins, it would be the second world title in the past 3 years for that club, so they have something on the line as well. But what we saw on social media this morning, a lot of people in Mexico waking up very early in the morning. You know, they're playing this match in Japan. When the time at which they were playing the match, it started about 4 a.m. in Mexico City.
Okay.
So I saw a number of tweets that I had to, thankfully, Twitter has a translation feature so I can translate them from the Spanish, of people saying that they were waking up early, they're going to have to drink a lot of coffee so that they could get to work. And especially after their loss, I think they needed a lot of coffee to boost their spirits and keep them awake after that loss to Real Madrid. The other piece of social media that we saw, the social media element today, was a viral video. Ronaldo going for an easy header. Could not be easier. Open goal. Goalie's off to the side, and he just boffs it. He misses it totally. Words like shocking, astonishing, an incredible miss were used on social media. Really, it was, I think I could have hit that, and I think I play soccer about as well as... not very well, let's just say that. But I think I probably could have hit that header in the goal wide open. I just had to tap it in, and he just totally misses it, goes the other direction. And sure enough, they missed that goal, but at least they won.
Well, let's give some props to Cristiano Ronaldo. You talked about coffee and keeping awake. He was percolating at the end of the match. He got a goal for Real Madrid.
He made up for the one that the easy one he missed. He made up for it.
And it's, I remember we talking about on the show this week, Andrew, about that eternal rivalry between Ronaldo and Messi. And looks like Ronaldo might have the spotlight on him as the year winds down in Japan on Sunday.
For sure, especially because they're going to this final. There a lot of talk about him today. A lot of talk, I think, through the weekend until that final's played on Sunday. And we talked about that video of Ronaldo going viral, but there's also something that happened in this match that actually made history that people noticed on social media. For the first time ever in a FIFA match, video replay was used by the officials. Now, it was used by a Hungarian referee reviewing a foul to award a penalty kick. And so actually that was the first instance that this had been used. video replay. Now, whether or not this is good for fans, there's a lot of debate on that. Some fans saying, well, out of the bag now, it can't take it back. It's part of the sport. We look at sports like Major League Baseball here in the U.S., where video replay has become a part of that sport, and National Football League as well. Just about every sport, really. But fans saying it harms the integrity of the game, that it should be just played without any kind of assistance from a video replay system. And then questions about, was it really necessary to use the replay on that one foul? It was pretty obvious. Maybe that Hungarian referee wanted to make some history, so he decided he would use it. But a lot of talk about that, and I think it's one of the changes that we're seeing in soccer at large, that this is being incorporated more and more.
FIFA has emphasized, Andrew, that this video technology being used in Japan is kind of on a trial basis, and that no decision has yet been made whether it will be used, like, say, during the World Cup in Russia in 2018. But I think there's a good chance we might see it in Russia.
Yeah, I tend to side with the fans and say the cat's out of the bag. I think in U.S. sports, they've embraced replay. I know Major League Baseball, I believe it was just this last season, started using it for the first time. And fans are pretty supportive of it because it has overturned some mistakes that have happened and has added some clarity. And that's, I think, the ultimate goal, is just to play a clean, fair game.
What else is trending in the sports world, Andrew?
We talk about the Ronaldo-Messi back and forth rivalry. Well, there's another big rivalry, Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor, of course, the UFC fighter. Floyd Mayweather, the impressive, one of the many great adjectives to describe his career, impressive boxer. Floyd Mayweather's taking aim at Conor McGregor, though. We talked about previously Conor McGregor had gotten a boxing license in California, and maybe there was a rumor they might try to fight, or he might try to pick a fight with Floyd Mayweather. Well, Floyd Mayweather sends out this video on Instagram and says at the end of the... It's a video of Conor McGregor tapping out and kind of in a chokehold. And at the end of the video here, it's 49-0 versus Conor, the notorious quitter. So there's some people saying that he might be trying to pick a fight with McGregor. And in fact, the caption for this video, he says, "Caption this, best caption wins $10,000. The winner will be announced on Monday, December 19th. Stay tuned." So trying to get his fans involved, Floyd Mayweather, but also maybe trying to stoke those flames of competition between him and the Irishman.
And I think we mentioned it on an earlier show, Andrew, that McGregor did in fact go out and get a boxing license, stoking those embers for a match against Mayweather.
And if they're stoking them, the fans are pouring gasoline because they want to see this happen. they're gunning for it. They said that Floyd Mayweather has a lot to lose, but also a lot to gain. And it would easily be, you know, one of the most watched fights, if not the most watched fight ever. So we'll see if this taunting continues, if it leads to a fight. In another post on social media, Mayweather called him Conor McTap Out. And then he actually posted a video where he used some very foul language that we can't use on air. But definitely he's poking at Conor McGregor, and we'll see if that leads to some punching in the end.
Andrew, I encourage our Voice of America listeners to follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. What else is trending, Andrew?
Well, I got to get a tennis story in because, you know, I love tennis, big tennis fan. John McEnroe making headlines in a New York sports radio show where he said that Andy Roddick would be in the top 20 if he still played. Now, Andy Roddick, of course, retired in 2012. But he's only 34 years old, actually younger than Roger Federer, younger than Ivo Karlovic, who is a top 20 player. And so that was making headlines. And then Andy Roddick tweets out and says, And that's all he says in this tweet, And he links to the article. So that's got people thinking maybe Andy Roddick's going to come back. He's going to make a comeback. We'll see if it actually happens. But I think he's young enough that he could come back. Whether he wants to or not is another question. But he's stoking those flames himself with that tweet that he sends out.
Andrew Palcheski, the VOA's social media reporter. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.
And that wraps up the December 15th holiday edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Nick Ivanoff. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In his last scheduled national security address as president, Barack Obama spoke of the importance as well as the limits of military power in the fight against violent extremism. In order to counter terrorism most effectively, it is necessary, he said, to take a long view of the terrorist threat and pursue a smart strategy that can be sustained. One key component, President Obama said, is drawing on the strength of our diplomacy. Terrorists, he noted, would love for us to withdraw from building international coalitions, which over the past few years have proved critically important.
We've rolled back Iran's nuclear program. We've secured nuclear materials around the globe, reducing the risk that they fall into the hands of terrorists. We've eliminated Syria's declared chemical weapons program. All of these steps have helped keep us safe and helped keep our troops safe. Those are the result of diplomacy.
President Obama noted that the terrorists we are fighting in the Mideast and elsewhere claim to fight on behalf of Islam, but, he said, they do not speak for over a billion Muslims around the world, and they do not speak for American Muslims, including many who wear the uniform of the United States of America's military.
If we act like this is a war between the United States and Islam, we're not just going to lose more Americans to terrorist attacks, but we'll also lose sight of the very principles we claim to defend.
The U.S., said President Obama, is a nation where you are judged by the content of your character rather than what you look like or how you worship or where your family came from. That's what separates us from tyrants and terrorists. Remembering that, and our commitment to freedom and our common creed, that right makes might and not the other way around, he said, that's how we can sustain this long struggle. That's how we'll protect this country.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.
When news is happening, VOA Africa is there.
Mohamed Yusuf of VOA News, Nairobi.
Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For VOA News, I am Charlton Doki in Joba.
Moki Edwin Kinzuka for VOA News, Yaoundé.
VOA correspondents take you right to the center of events as they're happening. And this is where you hear it all on VOA Africa.
Feast with your ears on Music Time in Africa, your connection to the best Pan-African music. Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, inviting you to join me every Saturday and Sunday at 1500 and 2000 UTC. Every show brings you the best music from across the continent. Old songs you know and love, and new songs to discover. You'll meet artists too. Listen to Africa's superstars and rising stars in exclusive, unplugged interviews on the radio or on my YouTube channel. Search for Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. We play only the best right here on VOA Africa.
When news breaks, VOA Africa is there. VOA. On weekends, tune into Nightline Africa at 1600 and 1800 UTC. And our five-minute newscasts come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.